the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Shirley Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Christmas.
I know.
Christmas. Are you really going to start talking to me today about Christmas?
What is your man on about? Weston's on there talking about Christmas on the 17th of September. Has he lost it? He probably has.
But you know what? I started to think about it. And there may be a point to it in that when it comes to money, planning is so important, isn't it?
It is, and it saves you wasting money, Matt. Look at, we've still got 98 days and 7 hours and 11 minutes before we hit Christmas. So, there was a butcher's in the village where I grew up in North County Dublin, and he used to delight in winding up the women who came in to buy meat by telling them how many shopping days were left. Now, every day is a shopping day. Back then, they were only counting 5 days a week. But that used to drive them batty. But look, it does. You're absolutely right, Matt. You know, there is a serious point here. The earlier you get in to plan this, you know, you get ahead of the game, essentially, the less chance you have of wasting money on it. Because, you know, it's great fun and we do spend a lot and we put money aside for it. But we can also kind of spend money wastefully because we don't plan it properly. The earlier you get in, if you're well organized, if you kind of think about it ahead of time, if you make lists, if you buy stuff around Black Friday, you can really kind of sort it out in a better way and make the money go further. Because let's face it, it's a difficult time for people.
Well, you see, the planning thing is important because if you forget to plan things, you might end up finding that coming into Christmas that you suddenly had forgotten something, and then it's much more expensive to get it sorted out. Or even just for something like, a lot of families do things, if they're in a fortunate position to be able to do so, make a restaurant booking for something outside as well as been together on Christmas Day, and then suddenly discovering that you can't book or you have to go to the most expensive place because you hadn't organised it.
Because you hadn't organised it, you end up paying far more. That's often the case. Or if there's a special toy, you know, the kids are going to want, get in now and order it before the, you know, so that you're not scrambling to buy one for over the price nearer the time, you know. Work out what you have as well. Look, if you're going to do a bit of re-gifting, work out what you have. Sell excess stuff that you might have.
Hi, do you have a little cupboard or do you have something put by for all the unwanted gifts from last Christmas that you can pull out and re-gift, just being sure that you don't give them back to the person who gave it to you in the first place?
You label them, you put a post-it on it, Matt. I mean, look at every house. Look, every house. Look, we're a first world country. We people get stuff they probably don't want, you know. They have it there. Look, you know, stuff like candles and that. You know, just work out, you know, what you have yourself that you know that might cover some of these smaller presents. You know that you don't need to be, and discuss as well with your partner about what they want instead of going near the last 5 days to Christmas. You go out and you panic buy something. You pay way over the price for it.
You see, partly why this I think is relevant is that we know that things like electricity and gas bills are going to be going up again in October, and that the chances of getting any government support for the paying the bills are slim at present. We'll see what the budget brings us. There may not be the sort of the double week for a lot of social welfare recipients coming into Christmas that they've become used to in recent years.
No, you're right, Matt. And then, you know, food, which is an integral part of Christmas as well, food prices are going through the roof. They're up 27% in the last 3 years. Butter prices are up 50% in the last year, for example. So, you know, it makes sense to try and plan out what you want. Are you big meat eaters? Do you need to buy a lot of meat at Christmas? You know, you can work out a lot of these things. It's just about thinking it through in advance rather than rushing at the last minute, overdoing it, overstocking, spending too much.
Or even buying things now when they're cheaper and putting them in the freezer.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great idea, you know. And look, don't avoid these bloody micro debts services like Klarna or Hum, you know, which you'll end up paying. You don't want to end up in January saying, "Look, I overdid it. It was a blowout. We had a great time, but I'm going to be paying this now until March."
I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are good with their credit card and they make sure they clear it off every month before they get into a situation having to pay interest. Other people might be trying to clear off their credit cards now from the summer holidays or whatever. But would it be a good idea, if you can, to clear off the credit card now to give yourself a little bit more flexibility maybe coming into the Christmas months?
Yeah, because that's a great idea, Matt, because it's almost inevitable with a lot of people. You know, you overdo it, you end up putting money on the credit card. Yeah, try and control some of the debts now if you can. Just clear it, give yourself a bit of financial space if you like. Clear some of the wreckage out of the way, and you know, give yourself some an opportunity to make a better
And also maybe have a look at things like your loyalty points that you've built up and sort of check what things you might have actually accumulated over the year, which you can put to spending later in the year.
My colleague Sinead Ryan had a good piece on this in Saturday's Irish Independent, and that's one of her pieces of advice, and I think it's a great piece of advice. I mean, we all have apps on our phones now. You swipe the app, the barcode is recorded. You build up these points, whether you're going to, you know, particularly Super Value, Dunnes, Tesco, Aldi, any of them. And yeah, see what you have in terms of offers and points and see can you redeem some of those when it comes to Christmas. I think that is just a great idea. Try and use those over Christmas. You know, back years ago, people used to make, there was special savings schemes for Christmas. People used to buy stamps and things that gave them a few bob to spend at Christmas. But this is kind of an equivalent modern digital way of doing it, where you build up a bit of credit for yourself, if you like, it's essentially, and you have it on your phone and you just use it then.
There's a listener here who says, I've been putting my bottles returns on my Dunnes gift cards for the end of year Christmas shopping.
That's clever. Now, that is a good tip, actually, to do that, because, you know, a household can easily have an awful lot of bottles, and if you build them up like that, you're going to have a bit of a boost now come to spending at Christmas.
Okay. And the reason, again, as I said, I think October's budget is something a lot of people are looking forward to. Well, not looking forward to, but they're looking to with a degree of trepidation, because all the indications are there's not going to be an awful lot in it, is there, to help people's personal finances at a time when food inflation is ticking upwards quite significantly and when they're facing increased heating bills.
Yeah, I think the government now, you know, they picked a bad time to kind of have what's going to be a tough budget. We had a big giveaway last time, of course. It was before an election. This one's going to be a bit of a bummer budget, I think. There won't be much in it in terms of, there might just be €80 in energy credits. That's the indication. Dara O'Brien, I know, is fighting hard in the Department of Energy to keep the lower VAT on energy bills, which will cost the government about €200 million. It's 9% at the moment, down from 13.5%. That is important, because that could cost a family with electricity and gas about €55 a year if that was to go back up. So I think they have to do that at least as well. There won't be a whole lot else in terms of tax changes or whatever. So we need to be smart here for coming into a winter. A million people are going to be hit with price rises by their energy companies. Food prices keep going up. So, you know, people need to be savvy for the next while. I think it's going to be a little bit dearer this year than last year, because food inflation thing is not going away at all either.
We believe it there. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for being with us.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.